The house is painted a delicate pastel pink, which softly complements the rich colours in the surrounding nature. A warm chocolate brown door reflects the earth as it peeks out here and there between the grass. Extending out from the front of the house, there's a wide porch with colourful flower boxes that hang from the railing. From here, you can see a few other houses like this one nearby. They are all clustered together and provide the perfect home away from home for visitors like you. Today, you plan to meet a local named Lucy and head out to explore the town of Ponnenryon. You close the chocolate-coloured door behind you and step into the front yard. Over your shoulder, you have a well-packed bag with a towel, a light scarf, some snacks, and a bottle of water. You take a moment to pause in the yard and inhale the fresh mountain air. It's another bright summer day in the Alps. You have been in this town for a week already, and during your time here, you have become friends with Lucy. She has lived here her whole life. A few days ago, you met her at a coffee shop downtown, where she noticed you poring over a guidebook. It was then that she offered you help and local recommendations. After getting to know each other better, she invited you to join her on a short trip to Ponnenryon, which is only a couple of hours away. It's a small medieval town, known for its colourful hanging houses that perch atop the rock walls overlooking the Bourne River. When she first told you about it, you knew you had to see it for yourself. You spot Lucy's azure-blue car just before it comes to a stop in front of your house. She rolls down her window and waves. Her thick, chestnut hair is tied back into a ponytail. She has gold-rimmed sunglasses and bears a friendly smile. You hop in, and she greets you with the customary kisses on both cheeks, which have become familiar to you during your time in France. She smiles, excited for the journey. She shifts into first gear, and you feel the car start to move. Before long, you're cruising past other houses, little stores and cafes. They're all painted cheerful pastel colours, pinks, yellows and peaches, with ceramic-tiled gabled roofs. Then the quaint town begins to fade. Fewer and fewer buildings line either side of the road. Before you know it, you feel the ground slope upwards as you head deeper into the mountains. The road is quite narrow and winding as it twists and turns up the side of the mountain. You open your window just a sliver to feel the air on your face. You pass through rows of tall, green pine trees, standing close to one another. Even in the warmth of the summer, they still bring with them a cool, calming atmosphere, which lends itself to daydreaming. You gaze out the window, watching the trees blur into a brushstroke of green.